Okay, today Be'ez Hashem we're continuing in the 10th parak of Masechet Nedarim, and today we're up to parak Yud, Mishnah Beis. So we just mentioned that in our Marasa, Avia Ubaila Mefir Nedara, that it's the partnership of her father and her husband that's made for her Nedarim. Meis Ha'av Lo Nesrokan L'Shul Sabal. If the father dies, then it's not that the husband gets all of the rights and he could just be made for by himself. Meis Ha'bal, but if the husband dies, Nesrokan L'Shul Sa'av, then the father does retain all the rights to be made for Nedarim. So the father controls his daughter Nedarim more so than a husband controls his arusa's nedarim. And in this way, the father's power is greater than the husband's power. But in other ways, the husband has greater power than the father has. Shabal mefer bebeger, because the husband can cancel his arusa's nedarim even if she's already more than 12 and a half years old. She's a bogeres. And we'll see exactly when that happens. Not today, but in a later mission this parak. But a father cannot be made for his daughter's nedarim once she's a bogeres. The Torah says that a father can cancel his daughter's nedarim, but the Torah specifically says a nara, which implies that if she's a bogeres, then he can no longer do that. Usually, an arus also can't be made for his arusa's nedarim once she is a bogeres. A full-fledged husband in a sua, he can, but if it's only an arusa, he can't. But our Mishnah says that an arus can be made for the nedarim of his bogeres arusa in a specific case, which we'll learn about, where the nisuin of a bogeres is delayed because it's already higias man of alonises for whatever reason, that they didn't get married when they were supposed to get married. But the bottom line is that at least there is such a case. Now we move on to Mishnah Gimel. So we said that if a man was ma'aris a woman, and then the husband dies, the father has full rights to be made for the nedarim, and the same is true if the husband divorces her. So our Mishnah talks about, what if she became an arusa, she was divorced, and then she became an arusa again to another man? Nadravihi arusa. She took a neder while she was an arusa to one man. Niskar shabo biyom. She got divorced on that very day that her father heard about it. Nisar shabo biyom. And then she became an arusa again. She found a new husband that same day. Afilu meya. Even if that happened 100 times in the same day. Aviyo bala achron mefir nedereha. The halach is the father and her current husband could be made for the neder, even though the neder was taken while she was with her previous husband. As long as she never left her father's rishus and had control over her own life for even a single moment, meaning she was never a full adult that was not and was never fully married. So she's never a full adult, so that means she never escaped her father's clutches. She was never fully married, which means that she was never fully in her husband's domain. So then the halacha is always going to be that her father and the most recent husband could be made for the nedarim because she never really left her father's domain. Her getting divorced leaves her completely in her father's domain, just like she was before she ever had erusin. And once she has erusin, she's partially in her father's domain, and therefore it's avia ubaila that are mafir in the nedarim. So let's review what we learned today in Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis. We had said that if the father dies, the rights do not go to the husband, but if the husband dies, the rights of Hafaras Nedarim do go completely to the father. And in that sense, a father is more powerful than a husband. But there's another matter where a husband is more powerful than the father, and that is when a girl is a bogeres. There is no case where the father could be made for the Nedarim, but there is a case where the husband could be made for the Nedarim. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if she took a neder when she was in Arusa and got divorced that day, and then became an arusa again to another man that day, and no matter how many times it happens, even if it's 100 different husbands, the halach is that the father and her current husband have the right to be made for the nedarim, because whenever she was not yotze to her own rishus for even a moment, her father and her latest husband are able to be made for the nedarim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalet.